Orange County Library staff said library fines disproportionately affect community members who face economic challenges. Now, as of Wednesday, that's no longer the case.
This is going to, I think, open the library up even more.
That's chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Renee Price. She said ultimately the benefits of eliminating fines outweighed any downsides.
It's not as important as getting people, especially young people, into the library to read and to explore. So this way, people can still come in and not feel guilty about having that overdue book and not being able to pay for it. And it breaks down a lot of barriers.
Although fines are eliminated for overdue items, the library will continue to charge for repair and replacement fees if items are damaged or lost. The Orange County Public Library had previously offered alternative programs to pay fines. This included the Food and Toys for Fines program, where patrons could donate non-perishable food and new unwrapped toys to erase their library fines. Price said those programs will continue despite the move to a fine-free model. She said during COVID-19, the library was in high demand, but it wasn't able to be open.
We had our library staff doing other tasks and responsibilities in relation to the pandemic, but people wanted to go to the library. They missed the library. So it really is a community resource.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.